Hi, Rosie.
Hi, Bing. Lovely day.
Isn't it grand?
I guess you rate the first song today.
Oh, you sing it, Rosie, if you please.
But, Bing, you should do the first song. After all, it's your birthday.
I know that, but I have to blow out a lot of candles later, so I better save my wind. Don't you think that'd be a good move?
Yeah, okay. I'll open the store then.
You're a good girl.
Happy birthday.
Me too. Happy birthday, Bing.
Thank you, Ken.
The sky was blue and high above. The moon was new and so was love. This eager heart of mine was singing, love, where can you be? You came at last, love had its day. That day is past, you've gone away. This aching heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me. I remember every little thing you used to do. I'm so lonely. Every road I walk along, I've walked along with you. No wonder I am lonely. The sky is blue, the night is cold, the moon is new, but love is old. And while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me. The sky is blue, the night is cold, the moon is new, but love is old. And while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, love will come back, love will come back, love will come back to me.
Say, Rosie, Mother's Day is hard upon us. You got any suggestions?
Of course. Seamless Supreme by Mo Judd Hosiery. Oh, mothers love it.
Oh, say, that is a good suggestion, Rosie. Why didn't I think of it?
And one thing further, Bing. The selection of some wonderfully colorful shades that go with spring outfits.
Oh, you mean, they match the outfits, Rosie?
Oh, no, not match, Bing. Blend.
Huh?
It's a subtle thing. A girl should have a whole wardrobe of Mo Judd Seamless Supreme to be really smart, and in more ways than one, too.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, Mo Judd Seamless Supreme fits so well and wears so well, they have magic motion that makes them really fit at the ankle and at the calf so they won't sag ever.
Oh, well, I agree. Really, there's nothing as unattractive as sagging stockings.
Except runs. And that's another wonderful feature of Seamless Supreme. They have proven snag resistance. And lace tops that help prevent garter runs.
Say, you just can't go wrong with Mo Judd Seamless Supreme, can you, Rosie?
No, you really can't. So look for Mo Judd Seamless Supreme at the nicest specialty stores in your town.
Whether you are here or yonder, whether you are false or true, whether you remain or wander, I'm growing fonder of you. Even though your friends forsake you, even though you don't succeed, oh, wouldn't I be glad to take you, give you the break you need, more than you know, more than you know. Girl of my heart, I love you so. Lately I find you're on my mind.
more than you know. Whether you're right, whether you're wrong, girl of my heart, I sing along. You need me so, more than you'll ever know. Loving you the way that I do, there's nothing I can do about it. Loving may be all you can give, but honey, I can't live without it. Oh, how I'd cry, oh, how I'd cry, if you got tired and said goodbye. More than I'd show, more than you'd ever know.
And now, friends, here's some words and music containing a bit of sage counsel for you all.
Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment. Look for the spear, get Wrigley's. Fresh, strong, lively, long-lasting too. You'll say Wrigley's is great to chew. Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment with the biggest little treat in all the land. Get the package with the spear and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Friends, the word spearmint cannot be trademarked, so there are many spearmint gums on the market. To be sure of getting the original Wrigley spearmint, look for the spear on the package. It is the Wrigley trademark. Some people call it a spear, some call it an arrow. Whichever you call it, it is the Wrigley trademark and is your guarantee of real chewing enjoyment. So remember,
get the package with the spear and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Bing, will you share a tune with me?
Well, I'll split one right down the middle if I have first grabs. What do you want to make it?
Let's make it summertime.
Well, that's when I should share. Share the work. That's my motto. Fish are jumping and the cotton is high.
Oh, your daddy's rich
and your ma's so good looking.
So hush, little baby. Don't you cry.
One of these mornings, you're gonna rise up singing. Then you spread your wings and you take to the sky.
But till that morning, there's nothing can harm. Daddy and Mammy,
rise up singing. Then you spread your wings and you take to the sky. But till at morning, there's nothing can harm you. With Dad
and Mammy
standing by.
And now to all ladies, a happy household suggestion.
Paper Lady, get your Royal Edge and Royal Lining Paper.
Royal Edge and Royal Lining Paper?
Yes, ma'am. The latest news for every shelf and drawer in your home.
Spruce up for spring. Don't just do spring cleaning. Add the touch of elegance that gives spring cleaning meaning.
Royal Edge and Royal Lining Papers come in early American, French Provincial, all kinds of decorator designs.
They sound expensive.
They look expensive. But Royal Lining Paper lines a whole chest of drawers for just pennies.
And Royal Edge?
Royal Edge shelf paper has a colorful edging you just fold down.
What a time saver.
What a money saver. Royal Edge and Royal Lining Papers are your best buy at every variety store. So,
spruce up for spring. Make your home bright and gay. Get Royal Edge and Royal Lining Papers.
Rosie, you have a merry sparkle in your eye. What are you fixing to do?
Well, Ken, I'm just in the mood to mix up some emotions.
Should I run out for a bowl and a spoon?
No. All I need to stir up these emotions is Buddy Cole and his mixed-up musicians.
What's the title of the song?
Mixed Emotions, like I practically said.
Oh, that clears everything up.
Emotions when it comes to loving you. I know I shouldn't like the things you shouldn't do, but if you were perfect, it wouldn't be the same. To a tiger is not a tiger if he's tame. But when you're near me, I am happy just alone with you. But when you're far away from me, I'm awfully blue. You're the bitter and the sweet combined. So what am I to do? I have mixed emotions over you. And the sweet combined. So what am I to do? I have mixed emotions over.
I guess the one room in the house that really gets a workout is the bathroom.
Don't you know it?
You know, the only way to do with a family is to put the bathroom on a business-like basis.
You mean we gotta pay?
No, not that. But there are experts. They figure out everything. In a family where there are a lot of children, the bathroom is just too much of a problem.
It's an insurmountable problem.
No, it isn't. These experts have figured out that you've just got to put it on a business basis.
Well, all right, now, just what do these experts suggest?
Here's one routine, and ladies listening might make a note of this. Here's a routine for getting the children off to school together when there's only one bathroom in the house.
You mean there's a way to get all the kids out the door at the same time with only one bathroom? Off to school?
Right. And here's the way to do it. Say there are three school children in the household.
You're at my house now. Three kids.
All right. The oldest child can take over the bathroom first.
Well, seniority. That's always a good idea.
The oldest kid takes over first. Okay.
Now, while the oldest child is using the bathroom, the second child makes his bed, and the third child gets dressed.
Well, let me see. You got one in the bathroom, one kid making a bed, and one dressing. That's going to take a lot of supervision, isn't it?
Well, it may.
Sounds very simple, but...
Well, you have to make the kids understand that it's a routine, and it's for their own good and for everybody else's own good.
Yeah, it's a good thing to keep the kids all busy doing different things and to rotate them around that way. Another thing would be to give the kids big numbers, you know. Big cards with numbers on them like they do in the market.
Sure, that's a great idea. Take a number.
Get in line, queue up, and keep it quiet, too.
That's one way of handling the bathroom shortage, and you might give it a try. Any of you folks with three kids or more, do it. It might work with two kids, though.
We're anti-confusion today, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, we're trying to straighten out the impossible, that's all.
Well, we got to try. It's all we can do, but I suppose by now someone should sing something. You know, that's a great bathroom sport. It might be the greatest.
Well, whoever sings, make it short, will you?
Oh, yes, we understand, Ken. There's others waiting.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8. She likes the theater, never comes late. She's never looking for people to hate. That's why the lady is a tramp. She don't like crap games with barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem in ermine and pearls. Won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. She likes the free, fresh wind in her hair. Life without care, she's broke, it's oak, hates California, it's cold and it's damp, that's why the lady is a tramp. The sweet, fresh rain in her face. Diamonds and lace. No gut, so what? For Frank Sinatra, she'll whistle and stamp. That's why the lady is a tramp.
Eager as we are to continue, and we are, the network will hear none of it. None of it. So until tomorrow, goodbye. Goodbye and thanks.
Bye for now, folks.
Is your youngster getting at least 15 minutes of vigorous physical training every day? If not, his school may need a prod from you. 50% of our nation's youth are physically under par. What can you do about it? Well, encourage your school to increase its physical education activities.